You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of asylum seekers could be at risk of homelessness as the federal government continues assessing more cases of what it calls illegal maritime arrivals. The Refugee Council of Australia says companies providing support services have reported up to 1,000 asylum seekers being deprived of welfare payments. The support service providers found asylum seekers who reached Australia by boat have lost not just income support payments, but also access to torture and trauma counselling. It follows the latest round of Department of Home Affairs assessments. The Refugee Council's Rebecca Eckard says there is extensive evidence of homelessness among those who have lost income support.
It's undeniable. You know, we know of people who are already couch surfing. So, I mean, that's a form of homelessness. Yeah. You know, people staying in parks, living in each other's cars. I mean, it's unfortunately very much happening.
Several hundred more reportedly received their final payments last week and had their final meetings with caseworkers this week. Ms. Eckard says taking asylum seekers off torture and trauma counselling services could trigger their pre-arrival trauma.
I know that the torture and trauma services are trying to support people as much as they can. You know, if it's a few people that need assistance, you know, they're making every effort to do it. But if we're seeing thousands of people who, you know, may have actually been able to handle things pretty well, but the, you know, loss of support and lack of anyone else to go to, no casework to support, no torture and trauma counseling may actually exacerbate their, you know, pre-arrival trauma, much less anything that they've been enduring over the past 5 or 6 years.
In some interviews with asylum seeker support groups, the Refugee Council found cutting the funding has left people struggling to get enough food. Ms. Eckard describes one example where a family told caseworkers in their final meeting this week they had lost their property because they could no longer afford the rent.
They, you know, said that they had lost their rental property and were homeless, and the caseworkers can't do anything because homelessness is not sufficient. Vulnerable in terms of the assessments is not sufficient to get someone onto SRSS support.
The coalition government had announced in the 2017 budget it would cut welfare payments for thousands of what it termed illegal asylum seekers. Home Affairs is asking service providers to carry out assessments to determine if the roughly 12,000 asylum seekers still on the payments are sufficiently vulnerable to keep the status resolution support service. The payment is worth almost 90% of New Start. Asylum seekers are those with pending refugee claims and are, therefore, not eligible for conventional Centrelink payments. The department claims it is only suspending payments to those with the capacity to support themselves. Ms. Eckard says she would like to see the program reinstated to what it was under the coalition government in 2014.
Again, as I said, people want to be able to work. They just need the right supports in place to be able to do that. Some people might just need some additional support, you know, healthcare support in order to be able to work. So if it's about, you know, continuing their torture and trauma counseling, having some pharmaceutical support, if they are able to have that through SRSS, that might help people to be able to find their way into employment. So they're not necessarily receiving income support, but they're receiving the other supports that form the program.
A Home Affairs document used for applying for the payment reveals the assessment criteria. Homelessness is not a qualifying factor. Instead, vulnerability is based on the age of the asylum seekers, ongoing mental or physical health problems, whether they are victims of torture, and whether they have experienced crisis outside their control. They must prove they have those circumstances, but also that they cannot support themselves. The Refugee Council has released a report predicting the cost of asylum seeker services would only be shifted onto the states at a cost of between $80 million and $120 million annually. The council also estimates 4 in 5 of the remaining SRSS recipients would be at risk of homelessness if they lose their payments. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.